It's well established that tobacco use addicts and kills. For decades, the power of the tobacco industry blocked measures that would have protected the public's health and saved lives. The power ebbed in the late 1990s as states' attorneys general brought legal actions. At the heart of the litigation was the charge that the tobacco companies deliberately misled the general public, and specifically smokers, about the dangers of their products. As a result, more people smoked, where people got sick, and the states had to pick up the additional and significantly higher health care costs, particularly through the Medicaid program. Medicaid offers health insurance for the poor, and the states pick up much of the tab. As the evidence piled up, the legal strategies of Big Tobacco weakened, and the industry's concern over losing a gigantic legal verdict forced the tobacco companies to cut a deal. That deal, known as the Master Settlement Agreement, resulted in the states dropping their legal claims if the industry made marketing changes and paid the states hundreds of billions of dollars over the next few decades to compensate them for the health care costs resulting from the misery of sick smokers. New York was a party to that agreement, and at the time heralded the Master Settlement Agreement as a way for the state to have new resources for health care and financing to keep children from starting to smoke and to help smokers to quit. A report released this week examined the financial impact of that agreement on New York and concluded that the state shortchanges its programs to keep children from using tobacco products and to help smokers to quit. According to the New York Public Interest Research Group, the state has collected over $40 billion from tobacco taxes and revenues from the Master Settlement Agreement. As part of that agreement, the tobacco industry has paid the state over $16 billion over the past two decades. Despite promises to use a significant portion of the revenues for tobacco control programs, the state spends far less than recommended by the federal government and, when accounting for inflation, spends less today than it did two decades ago on the program. The report, Falling Short, reviewed the revenues collected by New York State and its spending on tobacco control. The report found, one, New York State has received over $16 billion in tobacco revenues from the Master Settlement Agreement. Two, New York has collected over $24 billion in tobacco taxes and fees since the Master Settlement Agreement. And combined together, the state has collected over $40 billion. Three, despite this windfall, New York spends less today on its state tobacco control program than ever. During the years of the Cuomo administration, the program has suffered significant budget cuts and is now spending less than half of what it did 10 years ago. Four, while the state has added responsibilities to monitor vaping use, it has failed to provide additional resources for those activities. This is true despite the availability of millions of dollars in new revenues generated by a tax on vaping products. And lastly, flavored tobacco products, like their vaping cousins, are designed to entice youth to a deadly addiction. A loophole in federal law allows the sale of menthol-flavored cigarettes, and the current federal restriction does not cover flavored cigarillos, chewing, and cigar tobacco products. While New York now prohibits the sale of flavored vaping products, it's not banned the sale of flavored tobacco. Time has eroded the health and financial benefits of the state's tobacco tax rates due to inflation. The state's cigarette tax has remained unchanged over the past decade, and other tobacco taxes haven't changed and are lower than those found on cigarettes. In the report, NYPERG recommended that New York should increase its commitment to tobacco control efforts by following the recommendations of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It recommends that the state spend at least $140 million annually on its tobacco efforts. Two, given its added responsibilities, additional resources beyond the amount recommended by the CDC should be added to ensure adequacy in tackling the vaping epidemic. For the same reasons that the state banned the sale of flavored vapes, it should prohibit the sale of flavored tobacco products, and the state's cigarette and little cigar tax should be raised a dollar, and other tobacco products should be taxed at equivalent rates. The state should embrace the new tax stamp technologies and bolster tax enforcement efforts to crack down on illegal untaxed sales. As New York State grapples with a new public health crisis and the devastating financial impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, it's critical that it devote resources to successful public health programs. Boosting the state's tobacco taxes and earmarking more for the biggest cancer killer, tobacco, are decisions that should be included when lawmakers return to balance the state's budget.